everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this wonderful, fantastic post-election day show. Wednesday, November 8, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Johnny on the spot, researcher, Downstate Kim. January 15th, 2024 will be the Iowa caucuses. So now Michigan will be February 27th, part of the early primaries for president next year. They will assign 40 delegates to the 2024 Republican National Convention. Iowa will still remain the first in the nation Republican presidential primary caucus. So again, January 15th next year. 3 days after my birthday. Yep, January 12th. By the way, I share the same birthday with Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. If that says anything for you. So, yes, Dave Agerman calls me the Rush Limbaugh of Michigan. I greatly appreciate that. But these events that happened yesterday show a trend, folks. Yes, even though the Democrats won the mayor seats in Warren and Westland, they lost their two-seat majority in Lansing. Now, those elections, special elections being held in May, those seats could go to Republicans. Lori Stone did not win that race by very many seats, or votes, I should say. Kevin Coleman, I believe, barely won in Westland. So now the Republicans, if they run a good candidate, could win those seats and get the majority 56 to 54. But in the meantime, on that May election, Katie Ness will be running against Betsy Kofia. So guess what? If Heather Cerrone and this Lori Trombley, who's supported by Jack Bergman, John DeMuth, perhaps even State Representative John Roth and Cam Cavett, if they stay out of the race and it's only Katie against Betsy, Katie will win. But if Bergman's candidate, Lori Trombley, gets in and Heather Cerrone, the egomaniac who's lost numerous elections, if she gets in and splits the vote with Katie supporters, Betsy will win the re-election. I will absolutely come out against Lori Trombley and Heather Cerrone from getting into the race. This needs to be woman on woman. Katie against Betsy. Heather, Lori, if you're listening, sit this one out. You have done nothing to help on the recall election effort, the signature petition drive. You should therefore not be entitled to even run. And if you do it, I will call you out on it publicly. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rhino establishment, Lori Trombley, gets in with Jack Bergman's support. Why Jack is getting involved in these local races, these local state house races, state senate races, I have no idea, other than I believe they're in it for the money. Tony List, Jack Bergman's chief of staff, folks, kindergarten classmate of John Yab from Strategic National, the political consulting company down in Grand Rapids. James Hogue is communications director, heavily involved in getting involved in these races. Why? Because of the money. Come on the show, Jack. Come on the show, Tony. Come on the show, James. Come on the show, State Senator John DeMuth. And prove me wrong. Open mic. Anytime you guys want to come on the show, come on the show. Congressman Jack Bergman, come on the show. You've been on the show in the past. Come on the show. DeMoose, you got elected because of this show back in the 107th primary, back in the day where you only served one term and then got promoted to the state Senate. Come on the show. I don't think I've ever had Tony Liss on the show. I know I've had James Hogan. You guys have an open invitation to this show, to this microphone, anytime you want. Come on the show. Tell the listeners that everything I just said was a bald-faced lie. I challenge you to do it. That Chuck or Randy is completely misinformed. Chuck or Randy is completely wrong. Completely wrong on everything I just said. Come on the show and say it. Open invitation anytime you guys want. You've got my phone number, 231-360-5140. Text me. I'll schedule an interview. I won't give you just one segment. I'll give you a whole hour. We can have a good old-fashioned Lincoln-Douglas debate. Because the truth is the truth, and that is the truth. It's that simple. I do not speak lies on this microphone. People give me information. I call. I confirm. I got 3-4 sources to back up everything I'm saying. Come on the show and prove me wrong. And let's see if the signatures are gathered, the recall election is triggered against Betsy the communist Kofia. And let's see if Heather Cerrone and Lori Trombley get in the race, especially Lori Trombley. Off of the hard efforts of Katie Nisse's supporters getting 16,000 signatures, valid signatures, to recall bad Betsy Kofia, let's see if they then try to skate into that election, that recall election. If they do, I'm calling them out. I will want you to share this information with every single person you know that lives in the 103rd, Leelanau County, and the western part of Grand Traverse. We will make sure everybody knows that these people did nothing to trigger the recall election, but they're taking the advantage of Katie Nisse's supporters who triggered the election by getting 16,000 signatures. Heather, if you're listening, don't run. Lori Trombley, if you're listening, don't run. We have got to get one person, Katie Nisse, to run against Betsy head-to-head. We accomplish this, we can flip that seat and get a good, strong, constitutional conservative, unlike Jack O'Malley, Big Tax Jack. Thank God he's out of politics. Wouldn't be surprised if he maybe runs someday for the 106th. We got to keep that from happening too, folks. Yeah, he's moved over into the Alpena area. Well, guess what? Guess what, people? Not going to stop telling you the truth. And again, open mic invitation, Congressman Jack Bergman, State Senator John DeMoose, State Representative Cam Cavett, Jack Bergman's Chief of Staff Tony Liss, Communication Director James Hogue, anytime you guys want to come on and disprove what I just said on this show, you're invited. Let's see if they take me up on the invitation. Now, another little story that's just for the record, they had to put this out there. There's been a slight uptick in newly reported China virus cases this past week, though the numbers remain fairly steady over the past 5 weeks. But, oh yeah, the China virus is coming back, people. No such thing. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, vitamin D. Yeah, we're not interested in your false narrative. I'm not going to talk about COVID. I'm not going to talk about the China virus. I'm not going to talk about masks. I'm not going to talk about vaccines. It's a load of crap. Not going to participate any way, shape, or form. But, of course, Bridge Michigan had to throw that in their news release that they sent to the radio station. Thanks for reading Bridge Michigan and helping us sustain our top-flight nonprofit journalistic approach to things happening in Michigan. If you care to donate to, listen to this, our nonpartisan newsroom, our nonpartisan newsroom, we'd appreciate it. Signed, Editor Joel Kurth. Nonpartisan newsroom. Are you kidding me? Joel, I can't believe you even put that in there. You've got Jonathan Osteen, the openly communist socialist, working for you. Or did he go back to the Detroit News? I'm not sure. I got to check on that because I haven't seen his name on any of these posts lately. I got to research that. Hey, Downstate Kim, can you check that for me? Is Jonathan Osteen, well, let me go to Twitter. Let me do this real quick. I appreciate you guys' patience. Jonathan Osteen. We follow each other. Let's see. It's pronounced Osteen. O-H-S-T-I-N-G. Osteen. But one's called Quosteen with a Q. Michigan politics reporter for Bridge Michigan. There he is. Yes, there he is. Oh, Jonathan. The communist Jonathan Osteen. Nonpartisan newsroom. That is hilarious. I can't believe they put that tagline on the bottom of their news press release. Yeah, we get all those from the radio station. CDC to expand. Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay, final segment of today's show. We'll get to this after the break. We'll be right back.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, post-election day. Greatly appreciate you guys, all the interaction, the text messages back and forth, the memories. William Hamilton, Officer Rick, that photograph from September 14, 2019. Again, if you want to see that picture, just text me the word pizza. I just sent it to you, Barry, over there in Indian River. Oh, man. Great show. Great day. Folks, we had major victories across the state last night. Clayton sent me a picture. Where was Clayton? Clayton from Pickford. Here you go. This is the votes. Sault Ste. Marie Area Public School Board bond proposal requests to borrow, listen to this, up to $57 million through bonds to build a new elementary school and remodel the Sault Area High School and Career Center building. Chippewa County, people voted no, 2,837 to 1,179 that voted yes. It was defeated 71% to 29%. $57 million for a new elementary school and remodeling of the high school and career center. Are you people out of your minds? Well, the people heard the messaging. A lot of people in our listening area got out and voted, didn't even know there was an election yesterday. They checked with their clerks and they found out and they got out and voted. Good for you guys. Both bond issues failed in the Onaway School District. And we got gridlock in Lansing. I was so excited last night, I almost couldn't go to sleep. It was a great night. I'm so happy. We are taking the state back county by county next year. New state representatives, these recall efforts go through. Special election in May. Those two Democrat seats may flip to Republicans, but more importantly, you're going to get educated. This Saturday at 5 o'clock, folks, is the deadline to register for the Crash Course Boot Camp training workshop. The radio station and the Antrim County Conservative Union is hosting at Jay's Sporting Goods from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 2nd. Why is the deadline this Saturday at 5 to register? Because we have to order books, a reference guide, and a state constitution for you. The cost of just the book and the guide is $25.38. We're asking for a $35 donation. We're going to have bottled water and Friskies Honeycrisp apples. Bring your own snacks, your lunch. You can eat during the class, no problem. We're only going to take one break. This is going to be on the Robert's Rules of Order training and the Michigan State Constitution. You're going to get a copy of the Michigan State Constitution thanks to State Representative Neil Friskey. He's providing those for us. This will be the most informative, engaging learning experience you have ever had at any two-hour training ever. I personally guarantee it. Why? Because I'm teaching it. I've taken the training. I'm going to teach it, and you are going to learn Robert's Rules of Order like you've never learned them before. No, it's not going to be some 599 pages of the book. It's going to be 50-some pages, and you are going to learn it. When you walk out of there, you will be an expert on Robert's Rules of Order. You will have the book. You will have the reference guide, 6 pages laminated that you can put into a binder. Take it to every meeting you go to from now on. All you have to do is text me event, and I'll text you the link. It'll take you to the website, acconservatives.org. Read the post. Follow the instructions. Put your email address in there to subscribe and make the donation online through our PayPal account, not yours. You can't do it on an iPhone. You have to do it on a computer. The software is not compatible with your iPhone. You get your email receipt. That is your ticket. We get notification of your donation. You go onto a spreadsheet. Sherry LaFay will be checking you in starting at 9:30 on Saturday, December 2nd at Jay's Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue in Gaylord, Michigan. We will close the doors at 10, and we will go into session, people. You've got to get signed up for it before Saturday. And we are going to make this happen. You are going to be engaged, informed, educated. You are going to know every single thing that needs to be known and how to run a successful meeting. Your local county parties, your local Stand Up Michigan chapters, your school boards, county commissioners meetings, city council meetings, planning commission meetings. You're going to know exactly how they should be run. Text me event. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, fantastic, wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's State Constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Little Travis Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travis Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed,